Sunday night, 62nd Var Halacha, or Le Chaf Aleph Teves, Muktzah, something about Muktzah, Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, in Halacha it's brought down that animals are Muktzah, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Pashas, you say animals are Muktzah, they have no use. You can't do any Malacha with them, you can't ride on them, so they have no use, and they're Muktzah Machmas Gufo. Most poskim also forbid animals that you play with. Whether or not they're talking about animals that are meyuchad to be pets is not so clear, but they definitely talk about animals that children play with, and I guess that adults play with animals was like beyond their comprehension, but that children play with, and they talk about that it's aser. Most poskim aser pets also. Even though, obviously, one could make a case, and some achronim do, that a pet is miyuchad to play with, so why should it be muktzah if it's miyuchad to play with? But you're better off, I mean, the normative halacha is that it's asur. I would say the reason is, it's a shtickel lamdish reason, if you learn the sugyas of muktzah in Masechet Shabbos, and there are quite a few of them, but especially in the back prokim of Shabbos or the later prokim. So it's not just a question of being able to use it, but it has to enter into some category, like kli or ochlin. And the mice is it doesn't fit into a category. That's what I think is the pshat. So the fact that you could use it doesn't make it any better than any muktzu machmas gufo that you happen to be able to use. So there, even if you're miyachid, it could become a kli. An animal is not a kli. That's my understanding of this din. Lamaisa, you should aser it. The question is, maybe b'mokum tsar balich. There are a few achronim that are matir, but that's not normative halacha. That doesn't stop you from walking an animal. You can touch it, even as long as you don't move it. You can walk it with a leash. If there's an eruv, you don't have to even worry about the leash. So you don't have to touch it. B'mokum tsar b'lechayim, there's room to be mekel. Because first of all, b'chlal, the isa muktzu b'mokum tsar b'lechayim, although b'pashas is also, but there's room to be mekel by any muktzu by tsar b'lechayim, I feel. And so here there's mokum to be mekel that it's not even muktzu if it's a pet. So I would be comfortable being mekel b'mokum tsar b'lechayim. Tsar b'lechayim doesn't mean you feel like you want to move it. It's not your tsar. That's not the b'lechayim we're talking about, because your kids want to play with it. We're talking about the tsar b'lechayim of the animal, that in place you have to carry it somewhere because it's in pain and you have to take it in. So you could probably, I think you could be mekel b'mokum tsar b'lechayim. Okay.